Today is the 25th day of July. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is wonderful to be here with you today as we close down. And another one of our weeks, a special day around here. Today is our son Ezekiel's birthday. And so, happy birthday, son. Ezekiel has been reading Daily Audio Bible Kids for quite a few years now, all the way through his voice change and moving into his adolescent years. Ezekiel's 14 today. And so, very proud of that little guy who's going into a fine young man. Happy birthday, Ezekiel. We are also here at the end of a week, and so it's a tradition now that we gather here around the Global Campfire and realize that that brand new shiny week that we entered has, well, the story has been told now. And so we reflect back on the peaks and the valleys, the victories and the challenges, even take some time to write some of those things down. Even if we're not a journaler, just the highs and lows, that really begins to show us our patterns over time. And so, well, I mean, this is how we become aware. This is how we stop paying attention to what everybody else should be doing to make our lives more comfortable, and more about the impact that we are having on those around us and in this world. This is how we begin to have eyes to see and ears to hear. So we reflect back on the week, spend some time with that today, and we take the next step forward, which leads us back into the book of 2 Chronicles. Today, chapters 14, 15, and 16. Abijah passed away and was buried in the city of David. His son Asa replaced him as king. During his reign, the land had rest for 10 years. Asa did what the Lord his God desired and approved. He removed the pagan altars in the high places, smashed the sacred pillars, and cut down the Asherah poles. He ordered Judah to seek the Lord God of their ancestors and to observe his law and commands. He removed the high places and the incense altars from all the towns of Judah. The kingdom had rest under his rule. He built fortified cities throughout Judah, for the land was at rest and there was no war during those years. The Lord gave him peace. He said to the people of Judah, "Let's build these cities and fortify them with walls, towers, and barred gates. The land remains ours because we have followed the Lord our God. We have followed him, and he has made us secure on all sides." So they built the cities and prospered. Asa had an army of 300,000 men from Judah, equipped with large shields and spears. He also had 280,000 men from Benjamin, who carried small shields and were adept archers. They were all skilled warriors. Zerah the Cushite marched against them with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots. He arrived at Mareshah, and Asa went out to oppose him. They deployed for battle in the valley of Zarephath near Mareshah. Asa prayed to the Lord his God, "O Lord, there is no one but you who can help the weak when they are vastly outnumbered. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on you and have marched on your behalf against this huge army. O Lord, you are our God. Don't let men prevail against you." The Lord struck down the Cushites before Asa and Judah. The Cushites fled, and Asa and his army chased them as far as Arar. The Cushites were wiped out. They were shattered before the Lord and his army. The men of Judah carried off a huge amount of plunder, They defeated all the towns surrounding Harar, for the Lord caused them to panic. The men of Judah looted all the towns, for they contained a huge amount of goods. They also attacked the tents of the herdsmen in charge of the livestock. They carried off many sheep and camels, and then returned to Jerusalem. God's spirit came upon Azariah, son of Oded. He met Asa and told him, "Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are loyal to him. If you seek him, he will respond to you. But if you reject him, he will reject you." For a long time, Israel had not sought the one true God or a priest to instruct them or the law. Because of their distress, they turned back to the Lord God of Israel. They sought him, and he responded to them. In those days, no one could travel safely, for total chaos had overtaken all the people of the surrounding lands. One nation was crushed by another, and one city by another, for God caused them to be in great turmoil. But as for you, be strong and don't get discouraged, for your work will be rewarded. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he was encouraged. He removed the detestable idols from the entire land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities he had seized in the Ephraimite hill country. He repaired the altar of the Lord in front of the porch of the Lord's temple. He assembled all Judah and Benjamin, as well as the settlers from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, who had come to live with them. Many people from Israel had come there to live when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. They assembled in Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign. At that time, they sacrificed to the Lord some of the plunder they had brought back, including 700 head of cattle and 7,000 sheep. They solemnly agreed to seek the Lord God of their ancestors with their whole heart and being. Anyone who would not seek the Lord God of Israel would be executed, whether they were young or old, male or female. They swore their allegiance to the Lord, shouting their approval loudly and sounding trumpets and horns. All Judah was happy about the oath because they made the vow with their whole heart. They willingly sought the Lord and he responded to them. He made them secure on every side. King Asa also removed Maacah, his grandmother, from her position as queen mother, because she had made a loathsome Asherah pole. Asa cut down her loathsome pole and crushed and burned it in the Kidron Valley. The high places were not eliminated from Israel, yet Asa was wholeheartedly devoted to the Lord throughout his lifetime. He brought the holy items that his father and he had made into God's temple, including the silver, gold, and other articles. There was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's reign. In the 36th year of Asa's reign, King Baasha of Israel attacked Judah, and he established Ramah as a military outpost to prevent anyone from leaving or entering the land of King Asa of Judah. Asa took all the silver and gold that was left in the treasuries of the Lord's temple and of the royal palace, and sent it to King Ben-Hadad of Syria, ruler in Damascus, along with this message: "I want to make a treaty with you, like the one our fathers made. See, I have sent you silver and gold. Break your treaty with King Baasha of Israel, so he will retreat from my land." Ben-Hadad accepted King Asa's offer and ordered his army commanders to attack the cities of Israel. They conquered Ijon, Dan, Abel-Maim, and all the storage cities of Naphtali. When Baasha heard the news, he stopped fortifying Ramah and abandoned the project. King Asa ordered all the men of Judah to carry away the stones and wood that Baasha had used to build Ramah. He used the materials to build up Geba and Mizpah. At that time, Hanani the prophet visited King Asa of Judah and said to him, because you relied on the king of Assyria and did not rely on the Lord your God, the army of the king of Assyria has escaped from your hand. Did not the Cushites and the Libyans have a huge army with chariots and a very large number of horsemen? But when you relied on the Lord, he handed them over to you. Certainly the Lord watches the whole earth carefully and is ready to strengthen those who are devoted to him. You have acted foolishly in this matter. From now on, you will have war. Asa was so angry at the prophet, he put him in jail. Asa also oppressed some of the people at that time. The events of Asa's reign from start to finish are recorded in the scroll of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa developed a foot disease, and his disease became severe. Yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but only the doctors. Asa passed away in the 41st year of his reign. He was buried in the tomb he had carved out in the city of David. They laid him to rest on a platform covered with spices and assorted mixtures of ointments. They made a huge bonfire to honor him. Romans 9, 1 through 24. I am telling the truth in Christ. I am not lying, for my conscience assures me in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed, cut off from Christ, for the sake of my people, my fellow countrymen, who are Israelites. To them belong the adoption as sons, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the temple worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, by human descent, came the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. It is not as though the word of God had failed, for not all those who are descended from Israel are truly Israel, nor are all the children Abraham's true descendants. Rather, through Isaac will your descendants be counted. This means it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God. Rather, the children of promise are counted as descendants. For this is what the promise declared. About a year from now, I will return and Sarah will have a son. Not only that, but when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our ancestor Isaac, even before they were born or had done anything good or bad, so that God's purpose in election would stand, not by works, but by his calling, it was said to her, "The older will serve the younger." Just as it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." What shall we say then? Is there injustice with God? Absolutely not. For he says to Moses, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." So then, it does not depend on human desire or exertion, but on God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, "For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may demonstrate my power in you, and that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth." So then God has mercy on whom he chooses to have mercy, and he hardens whom he chooses to harden. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who has ever resisted his will? But who indeed are you, a mere human being, to talk back to God? Does what is molded say to the molder, "Why have you made me like this?" Has the potter no right to make from the same lump of clay one vessel for special use and another for ordinary use? But what if God, willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience the objects of wrath prepared for destruction? And what if he is willing to make known the wealth of his glory on the objects of mercy that he has prepared beforehand for glory? Even us, whom he has called, not only from the Jews, but also from the Gentiles. Psalm 19. For the music director, a Psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky displays his handiwork. Day after day it speaks out. Night after night it reveals his greatness. There is no actual speech or word, nor is its voice literally heard. Yet its voice echoes throughout the earth. Its words carry to the distant horizon. In the sky, he has pitched a tent for the sun. Like a bridegroom, it emerges from its chamber. Like a strong man, it enjoys running its course. It emerges from the distant horizon and goes from one end of the sky to the other. Nothing can escape its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect and preserves one's life. The rules set down by the Lord are reliable and impart wisdom to the inexperienced. The Lord's precepts are fair and make one joyful. The Lord's commands are pure and give insight for life. The commands to fear the Lord are right and endure forever. The judgments given by the Lord are trustworthy and absolutely just. They are of greater value than gold, than even a great amount of pure gold. They bring greater delight than honey, than even the sweetest honey from a honeycomb. Yes, your servant finds moral guidance there. Those who obey them receive a rich reward. Who can know all his errors? Please do not punish me for sins I am unaware of. Moreover, keep me from committing flagrant sins. Do not allow such sins to control me. Then I will be blameless and innocent of blatant rebellion. May my words and my thoughts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my sheltering rock and my redeemer. Proverbs 20:1. Wine is a mocker, and strong drink is a brawler. Whoever goes astray by them is not wise. Father, we thank you for another week that has gone by. And by your mercy and grace, we are here. And so we reflect back upon it. Invite your Holy Spirit to help us to grow in wisdom because of it. And we invite you to pull us forward. There's no other way to go. But we need to walk a path that is righteous before you. A narrow path that leads to life. And so lead us into all truth. Thank you for all that you have planted into our hearts through the scriptures during this week. And we pray a blessing over Ezekiel as he celebrates his birthday today. Thank you for him. As a community, thank you for him. But as his father, thank you for him. He is a beloved son. whom we are well pleased. May you bless him and the year ahead. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app, these are home base. And they are where to get connected and stay connected and be connected. And so, indeed, and certainly do that. Be connected in any way that you can, or that you will, or that you want to. But make sure that you have the Daily Audio Bible app as we continue this journey forward. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. And I've been mentioning WinFarm because I've been really enjoying some of the coffee lately. WinFarm, coffee and tea. This is something that we have had in our community here for, 17 years at least. We have been roasting coffee and shipping coffee all around the world, and sourcing tea and shipping tea all around the world for all of these years, because I guess as a coffee lover, it's kind of part of my Daily Audio Bible. Like, I always have my clean canteen here, either to my right or my left, depending on, I guess, what's on my desk, but it's to my left today. It's like a companion, and I realized that over the years that it pairs so well, like a morning cup of coffee and the scriptures, like to slow it down. Now I realize, like, so many of you drink coffee on your commute to work or whatever and do the Daily Audio Bible like that, but that pairing is like a really natural pairing. And we've had this for a long time. And so I invite you to check out WinFarm Coffee and Tea in the Daily Audio Bible shop. You can grab a bag of coffee or tea of any of the different varieties that we have. You can subscribe. We can send it however much you want each month to you, so that it just shows up and it's not something you have to think about anymore. Your coffee is going to be fresh and roasted well and waiting for you, and you won't run out. It'll show up each month. If you like that idea and wanna do it for a year, we will send you a clean canteen. Much like the one, a little different, but much like the one I am drinking out of today. It's a 20th anniversary for the Daily Audio Bible Clean Canteen. And we would love for you to have that. It's my favorite. I mean, I use my clean canteens every single day. Like, every single day. I'm picking it up right now. Can you see? See that? I'm holding it in my hand right now. This is the marigold one. I love this color. I love it. So, love to send you one. Check out WinFarm Coffee and Tea in the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if just having a community here where we gather from all four corners of the world, come together for a purpose to take a step forward in the scriptures and move forward together each year, all the way through the scriptures, around the global campfire. If that is life-giving to you, thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. That's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today on behalf of Latrice, on behalf of Fearfully and Wonderfully Made from Virginia, on behalf of God's Life Speaker's friend's daughter. God, all three different things, and yet they all equally need you in their situations, Lord. Would you bring healing to the bodies of this young girl, as well as to Latrice? Lord, would you give her healing? Would you give her grace and mercies in her body? And in regard to her relationship with her newborn son and her husband and this young life, would you bring healing to God's Life Speaker's friend's daughter's heart? Keep her, hold her, reassure her, restore her. And God, for Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, Lord, I just pray that you would give her another opportunity. Her heart is broken by the circumstances of her hearing you and then not following through. And God, there's beauty in that, Lord, that she hears you. Would you give her another opportunity? Would you be so bold, Lord, and be so kind as to even give her an opportunity with this very same person, if it be your will? We pray for all these things, and we love you, Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Hello, DAB family. This is Mark DaBaby, doctor from Dayton, Ohio. God's trees, I forgot also or didn't have time to pray for Latrice's cancer. You said she was diagnosed with a stage 4 lymphatic cancer. I pray that the process so far has, that they've uncovered a cancer that can be responsive to chemotherapy, that she will tolerate this therapy and still be able to care for her baby, that you would provide for them, Lord Jesus, during this most difficult time in the name of Jesus. And Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, I heard your tears. I understand your tears. What you experienced has happened to me before. This past Saturday night, my wife and I were going to a major fundraising event in the Dayton area where there's high dollars spent and nice dinners. And we were stopped on the freeway as we were getting off, and there was a man in a wheelchair who was obviously very hungry and was in need. And I didn't have time to get over to him, and we were running late, and I couldn't get his face out of my mind that whole night because I always carry money and gift cards in my glove box to hand out to people, to restaurants and things like that. And I felt it was a missed opportunity. And even the next morning when I was praying, I was just weeping before the Lord. But the Lord assured me that he has taken care of this man. So rest assured, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, the Lord takes care of his people. He takes care of the downtrodden, the brokenhearted, and he knows your heart. We will have more opportunities, and let's give as the Lord leads us, in Jesus' name. We love you, and thank you for sharing your heart. I love all of you.
Hey, Sparky, this is Nancy from Nebraska, and I just want to thank you for calling in and sharing about your younger brother. I tell you, what a blessing. I was so excited for you, and my eyes just started welling up with tears. Thank you for being such a godly example to him, you know, a godly man. I just can't imagine him asking you to baptize him. That is like wow factor. And he sees Jesus in you, and that's really awesome. And I also want to say why I'm on here. Thank you, Brian and Jill, family and team, for this new app. It is fantastic. I'm still not through everything yet, though, getting there. And I do just want to say thank you to all those who call in and give all the prayers for everyone. I am praying in the background, and you just all just mean the world to me. And I just love y'all. Take care.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. I just heard God's Life speaker call in with a follow-up requesting prayer for her dear friend Kim and the situation with her daughter Skylar. And God, we just ask that you would be so very present with this family right now, Lord, as they seem to be experiencing the unimaginable. And just pray that you would give them the support that they need, Lord, that when the dinners stop coming and the world seems to keep going on, Lord, that you would continue to bring her friends and loved ones around her who will just sit with her and be with her and with this family. God, thank you for the praise of God's Life speaker that you are good, Lord. You are good, and we do praise you. We do praise you. I pray for healing in this family that Kristen, a.k.a. Christ and me, called in for, P and A and M. Lord, as there has been significant trauma in their lives, and pray for healing there, for an awareness of your presence in their lives, a redirection toward you, God, and sitting in your bountiful lap of love, or hitting a brick wall. Maybe in the case of A, Lord, maybe he needs to hit a brick wall, and maybe this is it, but just that he would know you and trust you. And also for Larry, God, we thank you for the praise and regard for it to his wife getting healed up from the fall, and just pray for your hand to be upon him as he walks through this PET scan and the results. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Hi, my blessed dabbers. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It's the 20th of July, and I'm calling in to pray for Fearfully and Wonderfully Made from Westchester, Virginia. Sister, we heard you on the line and your story about fearing that you might insult the man that you wanted to help, that you felt the Lord nudging you to help. And I just pulled up some scriptures reminding us not to fear man. Proverbs 29:25, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. And Isaiah 51:12. I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mere mortals? It's just a reminder that if we're worried about what other people think or will say or anything, then we're not trusting that the Lord is the one, that the only one we should fear. And so many of us have feared too the reaction that we'll get from other people, no matter what we do as believers. But we need to stand in our calling and know that even if someone takes offense, it's not us that they're hating, it's the Lord, because he said that people will hate us because they hated him first. So just want you to be encouraged. Heavenly Father, we lift up our sister up to you, Lord. Please help her, Lord God, and continue to give her strength in you and courage in you to be able to hear from you and do what you're asking her to do without fear of repercussion or what people might say or think. We pray for her, and we just love her like you do, Lord, in her kind-heartedness. In Jesus' name we pray.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth and Delaware calling in. Thank you for all your prayers, and I want to let you know I'm praying in the background. Today I would like your help in lifting up a dear friend of ours. His name is Christian, and he's a father with two children, and he came up with a cancer that was really very difficult in diagnosing and finding, but they had to remove his jaw, his eyes, part of his bones in his knee. It's just been devastating, and currently he's in extreme pain with the chemo that they're giving him after removing all these sections of his body, Lord, and he needs your presence, Lord. He needs your healing. He needs your love. Lord, we pray that you would give the doctors wisdom to help him tolerate this chemo that is destroying him and putting him in even greater pain. Lord, you know what all is happening, and we thank you, Lord, that you love Christian and you are there with him, Lord. We pray for his family and his children, Lord, that you would fill them with peace while you heal them. Lord, we just praise you that you will take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it into good, especially for Christian and all of our needs, Lord Jesus. You will use that what the enemy meant for evil and bless us. We thank you and praise you. I'd also like to lift up Life Speaker, his best friend, whose daughter has been, Skylar, who needs your answers to prayer and healing, Lord Jesus. You know the details, and we praise you, Lord, that you will comfort her in her spirit and her body, Lord, that you will use what the enemy meant for evil and turn it to good. And lastly, for Latrice, who's the mom, a new mommy, Lord, you know the diagnosis of lymphatic cancer is not from you, and we praise you, Lord, that you will heal her and strengthen her and heal her in a miraculous way. We ask this all in Jesus' precious and powerful name. And it says in your word, I am surrounded by troubles, but our God will preserve us against the anger of our enemies.